from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Last night, people were saying, Pony, you're a moron. You reported that a Steelers source said it's at the goal line. And now there's a report out of San Francisco that the Steelers are out. And then Adam Schefter on McAfee's show said, Steelers are not a likely landing spot. Well, Adam Schefter had to do a mea culpa and said, I apologize, I'm wrong. The Steelers are re-engaged. They're in it. Ian Rappaport said the same thing. I've steadfast on this. I've stood firm. I've said no. They've never been told they're out. They think it can happen because Ayuk wants to play for the Steelers and won't accept a deal to Cleveland or New England. Now, Josina Anderson. Who is Josina Anderson working for now, Donnie? Malzi's not here. Is she like an independent insider or is she with a network? Do we know? Josina Anderson, what is she up to these days? Josina, she used to be on ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at her Twitter bio. Just says senior NFL insider, host of The Crew and Undefined with Josina Anderson.
So she's just on her own now. She's like an independent insider. She tweeted 3 minutes ago, now being told the Patriots aren't giving up on Brandon Ayuk, per source. The question is, can New England stretch the offer they're prepared to give? If so, by how much? And how much creates sway, is what she said, sway. Donnie, I get the sense that the Patriots have a very, very heavy Patriots tax here. Because they are not in a good place. Their quarterback is going to be Jacoby Brissett to start the year, and then Drake May, who I do like, who was the third pick. But there's all kinds of unknown there. And I think the only way to get Ayuk, and they know this, is to, I think Josina Anderson reports this thinking, maybe the Patriots have to give Ayuk a Justin Jefferson offer to get him there. Like, hey, we'll make you the highest paid receiver in the NFL, at which point he said, well, I didn't really like New England, but let me start looking up homes in Rhode Island in the suburban Cape Boston Cod areas. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would take that sort of big money to get Brandon Ayuk to New England. Because otherwise, I don't really know what is attractive about that situation. I mean, it's a lot of overhaul.
Malzi said yesterday he likes their quarterback situation better than the Steelers.
I mean, maybe long-term with Drake May, but I mean, if the Steelers find something in Justin Fields, we could argue the Steelers have a better situation.
I think Fields is respected.
What if Drake May doesn't turn out
right
to be anything?
I think Fields is respected in the NFL. I think more guys would want to play with Justin Fields than with Drake May right now. I mean, look
no
at the
doubt
things DJ Moore said about Fields on the way
and
out.
He just
there
got big money.
Yep.
And he can thank Justin Fields for that. Yeah, I would think that if Ayuk goes to New England, it would have to be like he would be getting paid, I don't know, top five wide receiver money.
Oh, I think it's got to be
in the game. Maybe even on the medal stand.
I think it's I think it's got to be higher than, who's second right now after Jefferson? Is it A.J. Brown? I think it is. I think A.J. Brown's at like $33 million. I bet it would have to be more than that. Updated odds for Brandon Ayuk's next team per BetUS. They have the Patriots won at -105. But that was before Schefter came back and said the Steelers are re-engaged.
So Jefferson's 35 per year. A.J. Brown is 32. Amon-Ra St. Brown and Tyreek Hill are both about 30.
I think they have to make it 35 to get him.
Even it with Jefferson?
Yep, I do. Go back to what Schefter said on McAfee's yesterday and yesterday's show, and he did not retract this. He pretty much said that the Patriots felt like they had a trade in place for Ayuk, but that's when they were told he didn't want to play there. But they have so much cap space where, unlike Cleveland, they can, if they want to, if they're so desperate, they can really make him like a Godfather offer contract. They can go so willing. Like, that's, we'll really find out here how much Ayuk values playing for Mike Tomlin and being a Steeler if New England keeps upping its contract offers to Ayuk, which they would have never done in the past. I do think in this situation, it hurts the Steelers that it's not a Belichick-run organization anymore, because I think Belichick would get to a point where he's like, oh, the hell with it. This is what I'm offering. I think this is what you're worth. I'm not going a dollar over this amount. Screw off. I'll go, you know, coach up Kendrick Bourne and Tywan Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster. I'll make it work with those guys. But they're new sheriffs there. So New England, according to Josina Anderson, starting to up their offers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.